Have you ever stopped to ask what it really means when a million people have seen your content? I used to think of that as a big number. Being seen by so many seemed to mean influence, but later I realized that being viewed is in itself quite fragile. If a million people scroll past your content, yet few of them truly understand you, remember you, or even trust your judgment, then what that number leaves behind may be less than you imagine. This is what I've been thinking about lately. What I'd call the content moat, its core perhaps, is not being seen but being trusted. What truly has value isn't necessarily the most people pausing for a brief moment. It's having a group of people willing to come back over the long run, to hear how you see something, to understand the way you make judgments, and at certain crucial moments, to treat your perspective as a reference. Perhaps 1,000 readers who genuinely trust you can form a deeper kind of connection than 100,000 who merely pass by. I think this way because, in the past, a great deal of a person's professional value was often tied to a company, a position, or some organizational identity. When the platform changes, the company changes, the role changes, that value sometimes gets reassessed. But content is a little different. When a person's perspective, experience, and judgment are recorded continuously, it slowly forms a container of value that can be seen, traced back, and accumulated. This container doesn't necessarily produce returns right away, but it leaves traces. It lets others not only know what you've done, but gradually understand how you think, how you judge, and how you face complex problems. The arrival of AI makes this even more interesting. In the past, producing a steady stream of content might have required a great deal of time, skill, and team support. Now, if a person knows how to collaborate with AI, it becomes easier to organize ideas, repair structure, and improve the quality of expression. But when the threshold for production drops, what's truly scarce turns out not to be content itself, but a clear point of view, real experience, and the kind of judgment that can be verified by time. So I increasingly feel that content is not just a traffic game, and not just a matter of catering to the algorithm. The algorithm can help a voice be met by more people, but what remains in the end is still the trust built up, bit by bit, between one person and another. Perhaps what's truly worth accumulating is not one viral moment, but the possibility of being understood over the long term. When content keeps carrying a person's thinking, experience, and sincerity, time itself slowly becomes the moat.